This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It is almost certainly all over, but the shouting for the primaries this year, Clinton v. Trump, will be the major party headlines for the next 5 months of our collective existence. The primary campaign that got us here, though, was quite the pricey affair. According to the Federal Election Commission, candidates have spent more than $700 million so far, that is presidential candidates only on both sides, and it doesn't even count the hundreds of millions raised and spent by outside groups. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports from Washington that the general election we are now embarked upon is going to throw a bunch more zeros on there.
Ads, travel, campaign mailers, and phone banks are expensive enough a couple of states at a time. But now the candidates are going to have to go big, really big. Josh Stewart is with the Sunlight Foundation, which tracks money in politics.
A lot of estimates have each candidate, and that includes the candidate and their respective parties, are going to have to raise and spend at least $1 billion each.
That's billion with a B. Clinton and Trump have other things in common as well, like strong ties to New York and Wall Street.
The GOP will give the Democrats a run for their money when it comes to Wall Street cash.
Both candidates also have to deal with the lack of unity in their parties. Trump isn't exactly on the best terms with the GOP and its donors, something he didn't have to worry about in the primaries, says Meredith McGehee of the Campaign Legal Center.
That's obviously going to change in the general. And so I would expect a fair amount from the candidates, but of course these outside groups are going to play a really dominant role as well.
On the Democratic side, Bernie Sanders says he'll keep fighting, so his donor lists are still his for now. Michael Meese is a professor emeritus at DePaul University and says Clinton will have to tread carefully.
I think she needs Bernie's support, but I don't think she needs it from a financial perspective.
He says Clinton is pretty good on cash, but needs the energy and enthusiasm of the Sanders supporters. But with so much money on both sides, Meese says we can expect to see a lot of ads this campaign, and probably not very nice ones.
So it's going to be a very expensive race, and it's going to be a very, very nasty race.
So get ready, everyone. It's still a ways to go until November. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.